Energy regulators say poor planning coupled with extreme weather caused rolling blackouts that affected hundreds of thousands of people during an August heat wave. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. A preliminary analysis concluded that the state wasn't prepared to deal with the, quote, heat storm that sent temperatures soaring into triple digits on August 14th and 15th, which were respectively the third hottest and the hottest August days in 35 years. A Northern California county will face greater restrictions as it grapples with a surge in coronavirus cases. Shasta County health officials say that an outbreak of cases among students and staff at the Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry contributed to a recent spike in COVID-19 cases. Public health officials say California has not seen a link between the reopening of K-12 schools for in-person learning and increased coronavirus transmission. Officials have been closely watching the return to classrooms in counties where it has been allowed. It can take time for trends to emerge, but so far the results are encouraging. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, the Board of Supervisors has okayed the purchase of two shoreline parcels along Highway 101 near the Indianola cutoff between Arcata and Eureka. The negotiated purchase price of $600,000, adding to the Humboldt Bay Trail project. Humboldt County alert issued for Bridgeville, Hoopa, and Willow Creek. Air advisory, Wichpeck and Garberville as well. There is very unhealthy air in Orleans and Wichpeck. Hazardous conditions in Hoopa and Willow Creek and in Bridgeville. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.